Jerry Bader Show, 9:35. If you have any thoughts on this, get in right now, or we're going to get down to other things. 406-1360, 888-455-1360. State Senator Glenn Grothman of West Bend and Mark Bourne of Beaver Dam are proposing a bill that would voluntarily, workers voluntarily could exceed the current limit on days in a row they could work. And there was some confusion. Some listeners are calling up, well, you can already work 7 days in a row. I called Glenn during the break, and he said a couple of things. One, he said, you must have one day off a week. He said, now, you could take that on a Monday, like say you could have taken yesterday off, and then you can take a week from Friday off and work through the weekend. In that event, then you're going to exceed that 7 days. But you have to have one day each of those weeks off. This would voluntarily allow employees to say, no, wouldn't have to do that. By the way, he also mentions some sectors, some individual companies actually got exemptions. Several callers have expressed the concern, well, this is going to become de facto mandatory. It's not going to be voluntary, and that's why unions have a problem with it. I can see some companies doing that. I can see where if you were one of a few workers that aren't doing it, well, what's with you? I get that. On the other hand, I think there are workers out there who want to do this. The perception is that it's not the workers who came to Glenn Grothman, that it's the employers. They're employers. And the argument is, well, if it's the employers asking, then that's because they plan to manipulate this. I think you can build in safeguards against that. I really do. And I do know people who would work 7 days a week, 365 days a year. I wouldn't recommend it, but I know people who would do it. Dave in Green Bay. Dave, go ahead.
Hey, Jerry. I believe that a percentage of these people that are against this proposed bill are truly lazy.
Okay.
Now, the guy that was saying that at his review he was going to be docked, reprimanded, or not participating in overtime or extra work beyond 40 hours, that's just too darn bad.
Well, see, the notion that extra effort by others should... there's two ways of looking at this, Dave. What you can say is extra effort by others plays positively for them during a review.
And, absolutely.
Yeah, and I don't think that's necessarily an unfair thing. Thanks a lot for the call to Joe in Wausau. Joe, go ahead.
Hi, Jerry. I worked at a couple different manufacturing facilities, and we had always have worked 7 days a week. We had a sign-up list that people could sign up by Thursday if they wanted to work the weekend. Saturday was time and a half, and Sunday was always double time. Our last couple contracts, now they do have mandatory overtime in for the weekend because there were some certain holidays and things like that that were coming up that people didn't want to work. But, you know, you have to think of it on the company side also. They need to get product out. And if the product isn't shipping and it's not getting out on time, you know, the company as a whole is going to lose orders.
Yeah, and on a case-by-case basis, Glenn told me that this has been exempted in the past for demand-type situations, just as you described, I'm guessing. Thanks a lot for the call. Let me give you another example. I mean, in the radio industry, there are people you call, you know, part-timers. The radio industry uses a lot of part-timers. There are part-timers every time you ask them to work. Yep, I'll do it. Yep, I'll do it. Yep, I'll do it. There are part-timers almost every time you ask them, well, no, that doesn't really work for me. Well, who are you going to call the most? And who are you going to value the most? I know that sounds unfair, but it's reality. Jeff in Green Bay. Jeff, go ahead.
Good morning. I own a small business in the construction field, and I could see this law being horribly abused in the construction field.
Okay, explain how.
You know, you got a guy who owns a business, and he only has two or three employees, and he says, hey, you guys are working it. And if you don't, you know, you're gone.
Okay. And then what if they file a complaint against him saying that it wasn't...
I think a lot of those guys would never file a complaint.
Well, that... Okay. Why?
Why? Well, a lot of them just don't even know that there's protection for them. You know what I mean? A lot of those guys who work those jobs have no idea. They're working for... just to make it through the week as it is. And, you know, they're not going to have that protection built in. They're not going to know how to take advantage of that. And you can say, oh, we built in all these, you know, safeguards to it or whatever, but I can see it getting horribly abused. And I've been in the construction industry for 30 years.
Okay, and you own a construction company?
Yes, I do.
How many employees do you have?
Two.
Okay. How many, okay, right now, there are ways they could work. Well, let me ask you this. All right. If you could suddenly do this, could you see yourself forcing them to do it?
I could not see myself, but I could see a lot of the guys that I deal with absolutely abusing it.
Okay. Here's what I would say. I think that I will agree there is a possibility for abuse. Don't you think, though, there are a lot of guys in your industry that would like the option to do it?
I believe that there are more than enough options already available for them to get enough overtime that they want.
Okay. Thanks a lot for the call. I generally support it, but I understand the opposition to it. Jeff in Warrens. Jeff, go ahead.
Good morning, Jerry. You know, I think that the union looks out for the union more than it does its membership. And if they have to hire more people to do this job, the union's going to make more money. So they're going to oppose this because they don't make any money if its members are working more overtime.
All right, wait, say that last part again. The unions won't say that again.
The union is going to make more money if a company has to hire more employees. But if the same
right.
group of employees works overtime, the union doesn't get any more money out of that.
Yeah, I'm glad you brought that. I'm glad you brought that up because I got several emails on that. That unions never like overtime per se. You know, they would rather see additional employees hired. And what they believe here is this is a stealth effort by companies to get more overtime without hiring more bodies. I do see both sides of this. But I do know, especially in this economy, there are a lot of people who probably want to work more hours. And I think that Glenn Grothman and Mark Bourne could probably be convinced if there's additional safeguards needed. Paul on the road. Paul, go ahead.
Yeah, just a quick comment. You know, it seems like a lot of the people that are calling in are forgetting that companies aren't in business to give people jobs. They're in business to make stuff.
That's right.
And if the company needs people to work overtime and they have to make it mandatory to stay in business and meet the orders and get competitive, then so be it. You know, that's it.
Well, yeah, but I mean, do you think it'd be okay for a company to say you have to work 7 days a week, 365 days a year?
No, but I think that'd be in the company's, that would not be in the company's best interest either. And I don't think there's a lot of companies that would do that. They'd drive their workforce to the ground and then they couldn't produce the product. But
some would. Thanks a lot for the call. Some would be stupid enough to do that. That's why I see both sides of this. But I still generally support it. Josh in Appleton. Josh, go ahead.
Yeah, Jerry, this is a distortion of the free market. What people are not seeing is that employment agreement between an employer and an employee is a voluntary agreement. That means most employment is at will, voluntary. The employee chooses to work there. The employer chooses to set its rules. Now, if somebody feels they're being abused, they're welcome to leave at any time. However, some people say, well, they need that job. Well, if you institute laws that restrict the free market, that causes employers to always have an edge. Whereas if an employer was being cruel to its employees, many employees would leave. They're causing the employer to change its policies for other employers with similar policies to change their policies to attract employees. When you distort the free market is when you create trouble.
All right, Josh, thanks a lot for the call. I'll let your call stand on its own. I do want to say this. We had a caller who says he owns a small construction firm, and a listener emailed a good point. This, right now, the only ones that are prohibited from doing it are construction is not involved in this debate. It's retail and manufacturing. Ted from Nina. Ted, go ahead.
Hi, Jerry. I have seen hard workers in the places I've worked at. I've seen not-so-hard workers, and it is completely fair. If someone wants to work 90 hours a week, why should they not be compensated for that by getting the raise or getting the promotion, as opposed to someone who just wants to work their 40 hours? And the person who works the 40 hours should not feel bad about that. That's their choice. They decide, maybe they want to spend more time with their family. They shouldn't be unhappy for that. That's their choice.
Yeah. Now, the argument is that it might not become their choice. And, Ted, I don't entirely dismiss that argument. But I still think on whole that, it should work that way. But I understand some might abuse it. Last call on this to Mary in Marshfield. Mary, go ahead.
I understand that you just realized that you said it affects the retail. But this law has been abused before.
Okay, go ahead.
I'm talking about the nursing field.
Okay.
Where they would have the nurses work 12-hour shifts. You know, and then you're having people getting wrong medications in hospitals. You're having people die.
Let me say this, Mary. My understanding is, when you say it's been abused, I'm not sure this particular rule is in place already for that sector. So when you say it's being abused, what do you mean?
Nurses have been in hospitals, have been told that they must work 12 hours on and then 12 hours off.
Mm-hmm.
In a 12-hour period, if a nurse is overstressed and overworked by the number of patients they have, there is the chance that you have a person dying because they can't get to them right away, or you have the chance of a wrong medication being given to a patient.
Mary, I think in any sector, there are abusers. Jason's wife is a nurse, and Jason, have you ever heard horror stories from her of that nature? I'm not saying you haven't. There are cases, again, that's where I understand both sides of this argument. But I don't know that you assume everybody is going to be that type of abuser when there are some of them. It's 9:48.
Follow Jerry on Twitter. Go to jerrybatershow.com.